Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, April 19th.
It is. Dun, dun,
dun. Yeah, we're in a good mood as always, folks. We wouldn't be on the air if we couldn't be in a good mood every day, right?
I know, yeah.
Well, so, exactly. You know, I mean, that's hard work to be in a good mood all the time.
It kind of is.
So I hope people
appreciate that. It usually comes
that.
Naturally, but hey.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm kidding. It's not hard work. It used to be hard work for me, but today I'm a very happy person.
Good.
I'm satisfied. I just need some ass.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. And so today, it's obviously going to be a sexual show, and which we never really did, right, Kelsey? I mean, you've never, since you've been here, we haven't had someone in porn before, right?
We've had former.
Can you hold on just a second?
Sure.
Can you guys talk? Well, hold on just a second. This is like... Okay, I don't know how you can call me. I mean, my engineer's calling me that something's going on.
Oh, no.
With the other show, probably. But how am I? Okay, you know what? Let's introduce our guest right away. You guys talk for a couple minutes, okay?
And you'll figure out what's going on.
Exactly. So we welcome to the show Lily Cade. Welcome to the show, Lily.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. So you see, you'll get to talk a little more today.
All right. Yes.
Because I have to leave for a couple minutes, guys. So please introduce yourself to Kelsey. And I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Okay, guys?
Great. Okay, all that right. Sounds awesome. Good. Oh, no. Okay, well, while he goes and figures it out, we'll talk a little bit. So, Lily, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Kelsey. Nice to meet you.
Yes. So, for those of you who don't know, Lily is in the adult industry.
Yeah, I'm an adult film star and director. I have my own website at lilycade.com, and then I also direct movies for a couple of companies. And I've been in movies for like almost every adult company that you can imagine.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're kind of branching off into mainstream.
Yeah, to some extent. Like, I'm working on a film that will go to festivals next year. I'm working on a YouTube series, and I am doing stand-up comedy this Saturday. Please come out and see me.
Oh, where are you performing? Comedy Store.
At the Comedy Store. So that'll be like around 11 p.m.
Okay, great. And how did you get into the adult industry? How does one come upon doing that?
So quite honestly, I got into the adult industry from Craigslist.
Wow, okay.
This is not how you are supposed to do it, but that is how I did it. So I was working as an assistant director on, like, commercials. And it's not, you know how the LA hustle is? It's like, you know, you're working or you're not. Right?
Exactly. Oh, I know all about the LA hustle. Oh, yeah.
So, like, yeah, that's the job that I had when things were good. And then when they weren't, I was, like, sometimes a extra and sometimes a PA and sometimes the manager and whatever. And so
sure.
I was, like, booking work out of the gig section. And I saw one that was, like, girl scene.
Oh.
I can admit this now because it's been such a long time. $200, which is the worst rate that I've ever been paid.
For a right?
I just didn't know.
Wait a minute. Like, I heard girl, and I'm in the conversation now. Okay.
Now he's awake.
Exactly.
Now he's positive.
But... Well, okay, so, we're going to have to start over because I need to know Lily, too, a little bit, okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, did you get to know a little bit about what she does?
Yeah, we were talking about
how she got it. I can just start the story over.
Sure.
Yeah, so, first of all, you're in the adult industry, adult entertainment industry.
Yeah, I'm an adult performer and director. I mean, honestly, I wear, like, every hat you can in porn, really, because that's how small-scale films work, whether they're...
Sure.
About people doing it or not.
Yeah, that's true. So now, I did a bit of research on you, and I discovered you do, like, lesbian movies, right?
I do.
Are you a lesbian yourself?
I am. I've never even kissed a boy, and that's kind of like my brand, right? Porn Valley's Gold Star Lesbian.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Now, have you ever touched a penis before?
I have not.
Really?
Never in my life.
So that... opposed to it, or
I don't want to.
You don't want to? Consciously, you don't want to.
Yeah, I have no desire.
She's not attracted.
Yeah.
Right. No. I mean, I know you're not attracted, but you're not curious or anything.
Not at all.
Wow.
No. Because, like, the context in which it would be okay is like changing the diaper on an invalid relative, right? Like,
sure. I see.
Because I would never touch a dick in a context that, like, someone would be turned on by it.
I see.
Right. Wow. So, like, sure. Like, I expect that the answer is, like, I'll never do it.
Right.
But I wouldn't rule out things like changing a baby's diaper.
Oh, of course. You know?
But nothing sexual. You don't mean.
Of course not.
You don't mean a big grown penis. You're not attracted to it at all. And never were, huh?
Never. I knew I was not into men before I knew it was into women.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like as a child, I knew, like, I didn't, I saw the shape of the world and I was like, not a part of this, opting out.
Yeah.
Wow. But it was like later on around puberty that I was, I realized like I had an attraction to female.
Right.
Energy and like female smells and these sorts of things.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So, I mean, did you feel more comfortable with boys when you were growing up? I mean, because maybe you had a lot of things in common or something?
As far as friends, platonically.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I mean.
I liked boys until puberty, and then we didn't get along anymore.
Oh, really? Even as friends?
Yeah, well, like, being a middle school boy, like, it's a rough time. So, like,
sure.
Yeah. So, like, I had male friends before, like, sex happened.
Sure.
And then, like, 12, 13, like, shit gets weird. Kids get weird. Boys got real weird toward me. And so, like, at that point, I really didn't have any male friends until I was, like, in college. And guys, like, realized how to, like, deal with their life a little bit.
Sure.
A little bit better.
Wow.
It's a rough time, middle school, for everybody, you know.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so that must have been tough for you, right? I mean, you know, growing up like that and everything, feeling that you're, like, not like everybody else, you know. And your friends suddenly, like, turn on you and they want your pussy, right?
Well, it's like I moved schools every year until the first school I went to for 2 years was 7th and 8th grade. So I'd be like different friends every year.
Mm. Right.
It was like rough for a while until I wasn't. Like, I was sort of shaped in a crucible to some extent. I had like a somewhat difficult childhood, but in a way where I learned how to get what I wanted, how to be tough. Like,
wow.
How not to take shit from people. Yeah. So, like, being different was good for me. It made me who I am.
Yeah. Have you become cynical and stuff, too, would you say?
I don't think
about the world, no?
I don't think I'm all that cynical. I mean, like, I'm writing a dystopian novel, so I certainly have, like, this darkness to me, but I'm not, like, over it.
Right.
I'm not over it.
Right.
Well, that's good, you know, so you have a good outlook on it and stuff.
I love life. I just live for the story. Like, I do everything that I do, like, because I think it's going to be fun, or I think it's going to be valuable, or because, like, I can talk about it later and it'll be interesting.
Right.
Right. Yeah. No. So you said you had a tough childhood. Were your parents together?
No, my parents were divorced. My parents were really rich. Uh-huh. So I was privileged, but I was just like a weird kid.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
I moved schools a lot. I was...
No, you moved schools not because you moved towns, right? No. You just within the same town. So you couldn't fit in? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I'd get in fights.
What did your parents do for a living?
Both my parents were lawyers.
Lawyers. Oh, okay.
Okay. I actually grew up in Malibu. Well, later. So, like, we did move once. So, one of the school moves was because I moved. And once I moved to Malibu, I was, like, a lot happier than I had been.
Oh, good.
Before, Malibu was
awesome. How can you not be
right?
happy?
How could you not like Malibu, right?
How can you not be happy there?
Yeah, there you go.
Are you still in contact with your parents and everything?
With my mother, yeah.
Good.
Wow. So, at what point did they... So, they divorced.
Yeah, like real early.
Really early in your life, right? Yeah. Did it affect you profoundly, do you feel?
I mean, doesn't everything?
I think it does, yeah. But it's like there's always that argument at what age is it worse or better to get divorced, you know?
I mean, I think that it was better that my parents got divorced than that my, like, horrible trash father was in my life. Like, I see it as a positive thing.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, like... Yeah, sometimes that can be better.
He's a bad person. So yeah. Like, why would I want him in my life?
Like, if someone is just like, you know, there's nothing redeemable about them,
then I mean. And so, I hate to believe this about people. Like, I'm sort of like a Catholic on the inside, right? So
you want to think there's good in everybody.
Of Catholic descent, but like, I want to believe that like everyone is redeemable, but some people straight up aren't.
Yeah.
They lack self-awareness. If you don't have self-awareness, like, how are you going to be redeemed if you just like, can't look at what you're doing? Yeah. And that's like the zone in which my real father lives. Like,
right. Really? I wow. So early on in your life, you realized that your father was not a good person?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
This is getting like the psychological...
Yeah, well, we're not analyzing you. We're just finding out a little bit about you. If you're uncomfortable, you don't have to talk about it.
Absolutely anything.
Yeah, no, because... And that's the thing, you know, people... Especially in the adult industry, they expect to come in and talk about sex, and we will.
Yeah, yeah, but
the thing is, my question is
like a thousand times.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
And that's what I keep learning is, at least amongst themselves, porn stars mostly talk about sex, and because maybe it's their work also, you know, but also
yeah, like
in the private
talk. It's like
shop
oh,
talk,
yeah,
sure.
Like, and then I did the, I got anal
exactly.
and but then, I met this guy on set.
But then when they're with civilians, which are people like us that are not in the industry, then they're like, what's that? Oh, you have like a dog dog tag.
Speaking of civilians, these are fake. These are from a porno. It says that my religion is lesbian.
Really?
And it says my social security. It has my measurements.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Well, for those of you who don't know who Lily Kate is, you guys can follow her. I know you're on Twitter, on all the social media and everything. It's Lily, L-Y, I'm sorry, let's
L-I-L-Y-C-A-D-E.
Do it again.
L-I-L-Y-C-A-D-E.
Yes, very simple. I can't even friggin' spell.
But you can find me at lilycade.com, L-I-L-Y-C-A-D-E.com, or lily_Kade at Twitter and Instagram.
There
Perfect.
You go.
I'll
and you got
you.
Quite a few followers. And I see you were... So you play the tough girls, huh?
Yeah, like I'm like a porno heel, so to speak, if you're familiar with like wrestling terminology, right? So like I'm always a bad girl.
Uh-huh.
A cop, robber.
A cop?
Yeah.
Cops a lot. Christian Grey in the 50 Shades.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. I'm always like the person who's running the scene, and I'm the person who's like doing the seducing.
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh, nice.
So, yeah, so you're more like the boyish type in the movie.
I joke now, that I'm male talent, or that I play the boy roles in lesbian porn.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because I wonder, in real lesbian relationships, does it happen the same way where someone has to play the role of the more
masculine
one? Yeah,
like, not necessarily.
No, so right? Like, you can have two. It's a totally different
stuff,
relationship,
right? A lot of times, like in my experience, lesbian girls, the girls that are femme, they're not the same thing as like straight girls because they've thought about it. So it's like a conscious choice to look that way or whatever. Mm. You see a lot of girls that are sort of casually feminine or else very, very done up on purpose.
Sure.
But they date all over the map. Like, you'll see two butchy girls together. You'll see butch femme couples. You'll see femme femme couples. It used to be a thing. Like, butch femme was a lifestyle, but this, like, people don't care anymore.
Exactly.
Oh, now it goes either way.
No one cares anymore.
Because I've noticed that just through observation that there are lots of, like, two feminine lesbians together
and stuff like that.
Masculine.
Yeah.
I actually see a lot of like two masculine lesbians.
Me too. Yeah, I've been seeing that a lot.
That's true.
I used to live in West Hollywood and I saw it a lot too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, in West Hollywood and San Francisco and stuff, you see a lot more of it, I think. Do you think that more women are in the closet than men are as far as that goes?
Well, I mean, I don't think women are necessarily in the closet about it because like bisexuality.
No, I'm not saying all of them, but.
It's like so. Okay now.
Yeah.
So I think probably more men are in the closet.
Right.
I think so too. I would say.
I think it's more men that are in the closet.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Because I think even culturally,
it's like okay to be bisexual as a woman, but not as a man.
Exactly, right?
Yeah,
I know. That's
true,
so true.
But that's because I think because men find it a fantasy.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
Why is it that like gay sex for men is not attractive?
I don't
know. And some women are attracted to it, and they told me that to gay porn. But and you know, I mean, I can see that for the same reason that men are drawn into lesbian porn because you get two of what you like or three of what you like rather than just one.
A lot of women like gay porn also because like you're not seeing like some women have a bad time, and a lot of straight porn guys can't tell, the audience can't tell, but like women can read energy, so you can tell that this girl's like bored.
Really?
Sure.
Right. Or like not enjoying.
They're not into it.
They're not into
so
it.
So they're just acting, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times, right? So my goal in my work is not to represent that, but to represent like So real acting, if you go and watch a movie in a theater, you are watching people cry. They are crying.
Right.
They are not crying about whatever it is that the plot is, but they are crying and they are feeling that. And that is what you are connecting with, is that this person has constructed an experience so that they can feel something.
Sure.
This is acting. Am I acting in my scenes? Like, in that sense, yes. But I'm also, like, creating an authentic experience with someone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The other girl is often, like, not a porn star on the level that I am. So, like, my job is to get her to her real person self to, like, open up to me and have
feel comfortable. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's very interesting. So now, in, you know, I think, like, the, you know, when people think two women together, you're thinking more tenderness, maybe more, you know, the feminine side and stuff. But then you're in movies where, I mean, you know, like anal double penetration, you know, I don't know what you wrote here, but I mean.
I'm so hardcore. Like,
yeah, you're like so hardcore, strap on, fuck, blah, blah, blah.
Like the hardest core.
Right. Now, how is that? Yeah, here, like the closest thing to a boy-girl scene you'll ever see me in. Wow.
That's me fucking a girl while a man is tied up in the corner.
Oh my gosh.
A man is tied up in the corner?
Yeah.
Why is he tied up?
It's for, like,
just
a
to watch.
Fetish.
What's that?
It's like a fetish.
It's a cuckold fetish. So the movie.
Oh yeah. But this is a reverse cuckold then, right? If he's tied and you're
like,
doing
it. Normally it'd be a guy, right? It'd be like the guy is tied and then his girlfriend be getting fucked by like a
black guy, yeah.
Black man, yeah.
Yeah, usually that's the case.
But it's a cuckold scene. It's from a movie called Kinky Fantasy Club. And what happens, like, all these guys have these fantasies, but then they go wrong. So, like, this dude's like, oh, I want to see my wife with a lesbian, but instead it's me, and, like, he's tied up, and, like, I fuck her better than he can. Like,
oh, okay.
There's another one where, like, this guy, they're all, like, these guys, like, think something's going to happen good, and then it's, like, twisted.
Oh, I see. Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm getting turned on, actually, by this. But you know what? The thing is that, yeah, I've wondered about the cuckold thing, because have you heard of it before?
That,
cuckold?
No.
Okay, that's, like, okay, so the original, original, let's say the straight one, happens when there's a married couple and the husband sort of like has to watch his wife being banged by another guy.
Or else, like, she comes home and tells him about it, or like, there's, you know, people have like all these variations, but the idea is like you're eroticizing cheating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's sort of, that's true. That's what it is. You know, I mean, I don't get the turn on from seeing my wife being banged by another guy, but the thing is, I think it's so strong, this fantasy, because they actually want not just a guy, but a big black, you know, like interracial type of thing, where it's like the most like forbidden thing,
a lot of times,
right?
It's interracial, or just like a guy with a bigger dick, and it's, it's a submissive fantasy on some level.
And sometimes they make the husband like. And they make the husband, like, actually touch the guy or suck him off and things like that. He's totally being submissive, right?
I've seen that stuff. It's like a degradation thing, right?
Yeah.
So for people where they want to feel like their power's taken away, that's what the fantasy is about.
Yeah.
And, you know, we spend so much time, like, thinking about, oh, like, this is such a bad thing. Like, if your wife had sex with someone else, that would be so bad.
Right.
Because that makes you inadequate or whatever. And then, you know, these guys, whatever's in the culture, people will eroticize.
Exactly.
Whatever's around.
That's true. Everything, right? I mean,
absolutely
people,
everything.
Because sex, because I think all these kinks that people get, if you noticed, I mean, it's like even murder sometimes is connected to eroticism
for the
murderers and stuff,
for sure.
Right? I mean, it's like people are able to connect, because I think when we're kids and we're exposed to sex and we start associating things with it, you know? But I also think it's because sex can really represent power play.
Of course.
Right?
Like, that's so much of it.
Right.
Especially
and that's what
that
it is
like,
give up power.
Country.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because porno sex, right, you're constructing some kind of a narrative, some kind of a fantasy that people have.
Right.
So much of it is power stuff.
Right. Yeah. Power play, like the degradation, I guess. And I guess, I mean, I read a lot about this stuff, about sex in general.
Yeah.
So about all the kinks and stuff that people have. It's hard for me to relate, but it fascinates me that people are like, you know, fascinated by women popping balloons and shit, right? Things like that. I mean, it's like, because they associate things from when they were kids and things happened when they were like aroused or something. It had to have been that.
something, right?
Right.
We're not necessarily sure, like, how people come by these things, but they certainly, like, develop and then stay. I have a hard time understanding, like, a visual content-based fetishes, like balloon popping or, like, panties, because, like, for me, it's all emotional content.
Yeah.
And I think that's, to some extent, that's, like, a male-female thing, although, like, sure. It's all a spectrum and right. You can't make, like, explicit generalizations about anything, but that's been my experience as a creator of erotic material too, is that a lot of guys, they'll be like, I just want to look at butts.
Right.
Just butts, just right. Big butts, just butts, put it in my face, and they don't care about, like,
about the story,
why
or
the
anything.
Butt's there.
Yeah. Who's connected to? That's how guys are. They fall in love with,
like, the emotional content of, like, but, yeah. But like, why? Are they getting naked together and, like, you know, what's this power structure or what's this seduction dynamic?
Right. But you know what? But it's still corny, you know, with the... no, I mean, with that acting, you know, because, like, I watch, like, I don't know, some companies put out, like, only lesbian stuff, mm-hmm. right? Like girlfriend film yeah. or you. Do you have your own company?
I have my own company, Steel Wings Productions. But
what's
I,
it called?
Steel Wings Productions, but that's, like, uh-huh. that's my production company. So
right.
my work is distributed through, like, I direct for a couple other people. So
I see.
I do features, and they're available from Philly Films and Severe Sex. Those are the two main companies that I work for.
I see. Now, are those, like, exclusively lesbian companies?
Philly Films is a lesbian company, and uh-huh. Severe is a BDSM porn company. So my movies so far have been lesbian for them, but they also do, like that movie Kinky Fantasy Club was them. So, like, that was a movie that I didn't direct, but that I was in.
Mm. Mm. I see. Okay.
And that has, like, mostly boy-girl sex and, like, some girl sex.
Wow. And so now the thing is, I mean, your pictures look like you really are into it. I'm looking at just on Twitter always. Here and stuff, right? So you're
it's
into
like
it, right?
It's my responsibility to be into it. Like, I,
yeah. You don't want to fake it, right?
No. Like, authenticity is, like, why I'm there. Why the fuck would I go have sex that I didn't like?
Well, for money. Right, people do it, like, for money.
It's my responsibility to get into a headspace where I can enjoy it.
Right. And that's the thing. You see, you take it seriously.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. Like a fucking heart attack.
Yeah. Wow.
I call myself male talent because, for a lot of reasons, like, because I was a joke, right? I was on set for Pussy Eating Club, and this one of the camera guys or, like, lighting guys or whatever saw me, and he said to this other guy, why is she here? She's male talent. But
why is she here? She's male talent.
Yeah, like a little kid. Like, why is she here? And I overheard it.
Oh,
my
gosh.
I loved it. I was like, oh, I'm going to keep this. Like, this is so good.
I mean, you're not in denial. You know you're tomboyish, and, oh, yeah. and you come across as
I
that.
I sell this. Like,
exactly.
This
That's
brand.
What you sell.
Like, I found a niche that wasn't filled and fucking filled the fuck out of it.
That's true. You have.
Like, when I got into porn, everybody said to me, you need to grow your hair. You need to change your look. You
yeah, because guys blah, prefer, blah, blah, like, blah. Lipstick lesbians and stuff.
Girl next door, and I'm like, no. There's another girl more blonde and more 18 than me every single day.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something that you're not doing.
You're going the other way.
Yeah. Here's something that you don't have. Already,
right?
Because I can't compete with, like, oh, I'm just gonna be like everyone else, because I'm
not.
That's
true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you embraced who you are.
Of course.
Wow. You see that? No, that's a smart business.
That
move,
is
right?
a smart move. Yeah.
Because I mean, it's rather than go where everybody else is going, you go in the other way, and you know, and you find that it's a place where nobody has been to before.
There's just, like, so little content, particularly when I got in. You know, there was, like, queer porn, but the girls are not necessarily, like, hot by LA standards, let's say.
Right.
And there was, like, a couple of, like, dyke porn movies that were made in the 90s. But there really wasn't something that felt like the sex that I had. Mm. It really wasn't. Like, most of the lesbian porn at the time that I got in, it was, like, either they were having a real connection, but it was, like, very soft, or they were just faking it hardcore.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. I mean, so... Well, two connected questions, but I'm really curious. Your audience, male, female, predominantly male, predominantly female, what would you think?
So I can't, like, tell you the exact numbers because I don't know.
Not exact numbers, but just, like, based on how you feel about
it. Yeah, it's, like, more men than women, but mm-hmm. not by a huge margin, like 60-40. A lot of couples.
Oh, wow, okay.
A lot of couples?
Yeah.
Really? So Yeah, I guess you could fulfill a fantasy for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Men like me because they want to be me. So it's like you don't know if you want to fuck me or be me. You can't see what I do. Kate.com. But like I'm like an avatar, right? So I fuck girls like you wish you could fuck girls.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Nice. Yeah, wow.
So like there's that. So yeah. I have like sustainability on that level because it's not just like, oh, here's this girl. Like I watch her do all the things that she can do because it's about like, oh, like what is the Lily Kate experience on like all of these different girls. Women like me because I show what authentic lesbian sex looks like. And like couples because the features are really good background.
Yeah.
Like the feature pornos that I make are not so much like really intended to be watched like alone in your room. They're great right. for a sex party, or they're great for like putting on with a romantic partner because you can like, oh, you like get into the story, but then the sex will start and it's something that you can kind of like.
Yeah, so that's something that I'm really curious about. A feature length film. I mean, how do you fill it? It's a lot of storyline, huh?
Like, yeah, a lot of story. I cut the sex scenes down and I've screened some of them at festivals. Like they're
really
they're good.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
They're just
so,
3 hours long with the sex in them. So I cut out a lot of the sex.
I see. Okay. So they're really long. Okay. So what percentage of the film would you say is sex and what percentage is, you know, closed?
It's like a 35-minute short film and then there's like a half hour sex scene through the 4 or 5 of them. So
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like the deliverables are based on like what the market is. So like I have to have a certain length of sex scene. It's been very long because they also cut up the scenes and sell them and like put them on VOD sites and whatever.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, wow.
If I were like just given money to make this without some, like if it wasn't a job, right? If someone was just like, here's a budget, make an art porn. I wouldn't make the sex scenes 30 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
But for like the porn aspect, if what you want to watch is the porn scene, like that's
how long it needs to be.
And I love doing it. Like I love having sex for 40 minutes. Like it's
great. How many guys actually sit through that before they come? Come on. I mean, it's not for 40 minutes, but they probably use the same scene for like a million times.
I don't think that you necessarily watch the whole thing. Everybody does it. Right.
Right.
So, like I put them on sometimes. I've put them on for lovers and just left them on and then fucked while it was on.
Exactly. That's true.
But I think a lot of guys, like, they have positions that they like, so they just fast forward to, like, the 2 minutes of the...
Wow, yeah.
And then the other 2 minutes that they like, they want to look at, like, you know, doggy-style strap-on and spanking and, like, this. Like, I think a lot of guys have... That's why it's so long.
Yeah. So lesbians do... Well, I mean, we can't generalize, but what you're saying is, let's say, many lesbians do like that rough, hardcore sex, right? I mean, in many ways, they're probably...
in my experience, like, I mean, I've had sex with, like, 3,500 women and most of them liked it, so
really they liked the rough, but those were lesbians. What about
almost none were lesbians?
Yeah, so
almost none
were lesbians.
Yeah, maybe 20.
Wow. So yeah, so it like, so they were either straight or bisexual.
Yeah, most of the women I've been with.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I want to be you, for crying out loud. You know, not only I mean, look, the thing is, I'll tell you what I like about Lily. She's thought about all these things. She's had plenty
of
time.
She's very smart. She's really smart.
You've had a lot of time to philosophize around all these things, so you understand why people do things and what's attractive to you and why your brand is working and everything.
I just did it for the story. So like,
yeah. But I got to tell you guys, you go online and look up Lily Cade. That's one L-I-L. Why can't I say it? Go ahead.
LILYCADE.com.
LILY. There's not two L's in the middle.
No,
that's what I wanted
wrong.
To say. Is it wrong?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be like... No,
it's
because
wrong.
There'd have to be an E for it to be Lily, right?
Yeah. But okay. Like, it's a flower, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the flower is spelled that way, so that's the correct spelling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That other spelling is okay for a last name, but it's wrong. It's the first name.
But I think the other one is like a short name for Delilah or something, isn't it?
If it's something like that, then...
Yeah, I think so, but...
A lot of times people just spell their kid's name wrong, like Caitlin. You know, Caitlin was Catherine, but people didn't know how Irish worked.
Really? Wow.
Right?
Yeah. So, at any rate, for those of you just joining us, Lily Kate is known as Porn Valley's...
Huh? That was Kathleen. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lily Cade, Porn Valley's gold star lesbian. What does that mean?
A gold star lesbian is a lesbian that's never been with a man.
Wow.
So that's
gold star. Wow, that's like a genuine, you know, vagina woman.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
From the
I mean, it's like
OG.
Did it ever?
Lesbian.
So I mean, it's very. Would you say it's pretty unusual, or are there a lot of women like that?
I mean, so Gold Star lesbians aren't, like, super uncommon, but Gold Star lesbians that get around are. Mm. So what makes me, what's, like, weird about me is that I don't fuck men and I fuck so much.
Right.
Right. There's plenty of girls that have had, like, four girlfriends in their life and are married to their fourth girlfriend.
Wow. Right.
That's not super uncommon.
Yeah. But you just like to get around. I mean, you're like, the more the better. That's like guys, right?
Yeah. I make a sort of parody of men or something. Right?
But no, the thing is what I was trying to get at, folks, if you can see her pictures, is that in your pictures, in your movies, you look like a really tough woman, but in person you don't. You seem, I mean, you are boyish and everything, but at the same time, you're attractive as a woman. You know what I'm saying?
I'm obviously a woman. I'm not, you dress as a woman. I'm not a real butch. I just play one on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Or call myself Hollywood butch.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, I'm dressed boyish. I'm wearing false eyelashes.
Yeah.
It's like the movie version of what that is.
Yeah. No, but I can say for those of you who are not in the studio that if you saw Lily in person, you'd realize she's not necessarily the tough person that you play in the movies, right? At least not here. I don't know how you're in your personal sex life, but that's irrelevant. I think the point is that people have to remember you're not the person that you portray as the policewoman or things
like
that.
Like, I'm not really Officer Kane.
Right.
It's just a character.
Yeah. So that's what people have to understand. But people forget that, you know. And we see a lot of porn stars here at the station and stuff. And I'm here to tell you, they look totally different from the way they look in the pictures and on film.
It's like pounds of makeup and like...
Pounds of makeup.
Sweatwear.
And, yeah, and also the acting part, you know. Many of them are like, you know, she'll look like a 30-year-old bombshell, and she turns out to be a 22-year-old girl next door,
really?
You know, without the makeup and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And the behavior, and she'll come with a little dog or something, you know. Whereas what she portrays in the movies is nothing like that.
Yeah, like, so, the closer that your persona is to you, like, my persona is, like, basically myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Just played up, and then, you know, since I've been doing it for such a long time, it's like, is it me? Have I just become this? Like,
right?
Yeah.
Like, mine is fairly close to myself because I always wanted to just be authentic. Like, I don't do anything I don't want to do.
Right.
I think it gets harder when your persona is, like, farther from you.
Sure.
You're like, I'm this dirty slut and this is my character. But in real life, you, like, don't care about sex. And that's some of the porn stars.
Really?
And that starts to grate on you, especially if you're, like, not making as much money or whatever. Like...
The money part is something I've always been kind of
curious. It's not as good as what it used to be.
Really? I was going to ask you about that.
As it used to be.
Yeah, but, and that's what I wanted to discuss with you because I'm looking up, I wanted to find a couple of clips of you online because I want to hear.
Go to my website, you can play my trailer.
I guess I can go to your website, right?
Yeah.
But because when I go on all the other tube sites, I hate them.
Don't go to the tube sites.
I never do. But they're the easiest ones to find things.
Of course.
But let me tell you, and we'll talk about that in a minute also, about the piracy and everything. But let me go to your website real quick, and then... because I want to hear, like, because you're talking about how your movies are, like, genuine. I mean, you do act, but for the most part... You would have sex the way you're in your real life like you do in your movies.
I do all the time.
You do.
The difference being that, like, in real life, I mean, okay, so in real life, a lot of times I'm hooking up with girls who kind of want the Lily Kate experience. So, like, I will do these things that are porno specific. But like in real life, the hardcoreness is the same. The connection is the same. A lot of the, like, sex acts themselves are the same. It's just much less likely for me to, like, be pulling my near side leg back, you know, standing up with, like, this hand on my ass so that the camera can see it.
Exactly. So you have to pose
on a counter, right?
Right. So it is work. Just like, you know, just like...
it's a workout. I can do this, like, all day.
Right, yeah. Lily Cade, Gold Star Lesbian. Let's hear a little bit. I don't know why this is not playing. It almost crashed my browser. The video on your site, I don't know, but it's probably the browser. No, don't worry about it. It's because it's now it's frozen, so there's not much I can do. But
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So, but that's better because you guys can just look up. Yeah, go to Lily's.
Now you have to do it.
Exactly. Go to Lily's website. Check her out. You'll have to. And you'll be able to listen. I mean, I'm dying to. Oh, there's a picture of you. Okay, at least I can see you, doggy style. Wow. Wow. But yeah, I wanted to hear some of the audio.
Yeah.
But. You know, we'll have to wait another time. Yeah, because I don't want to go to the tube sites, and I want to. Now, so let's talk a little bit about that piracy that's making the revenue disappear for the adult entertainment industry.
Well, for like everybody, right? So like
pretty much, yeah. It's the entire film industry.
The way that media is made, you're seeing a lot of people just sort of having to give away free content. And you're hoping. You give away enough free content that like that's what YouTube is, right? That's
pretty
right,
much, yeah.
But isn't that the case though?
Yeah, like it's
does it work?
Cut our profits like crazy.
Yeah, but does it work?
Giving away free content, like yeah, people, yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this.
But ultimately, who makes money? Right? It's the aggregator that makes money. It's the corporate situation that makes money. Who makes money with YouTube stars? YouTube really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Who makes money with Pornhub?
Right.
That's
no, that's true. But what I'm saying is, okay, let's say they're making the money, but now you have to face the reality. And the reality is that people are watching stuff for free.
Oh, they are.
They're not paying for content and stuff. No, but let me ask you this. I'm a porn consumer. Sure. You know, I watch porn and stuff just like most people. I prefer like Japanese porn and stuff.
Okay.
But I'll tell you why I pay for it, because the free stuff is shit.
Yeah, you know, it's bad quality.
It's bad quality. You don't get the whole movie.
Yeah.
It's garbage. And in the end, you sit there and at the end they cut the climax or something out. Right?
Well, and you're like looking for free porn on the internet because you don't want to pay for it. And it's about like what is your time worth?
So right.
Do you want to sit there like all day trying to find this, or do you just want to pay $20?
Exactly.
To have a membership to the site that you like.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. So you know what? Look, all I'm saying is this: the people that are watching and stealing content would do it anyway. You got to go after the audience that will pay for quality content exclusively with you in it. Now, but what I'm saying
and
to you,
like what I do, like that's why you know I've been fine. I've weathered like the. Situation personally I'm okay,
yeah,
but the adult business in general is just like not as good as it used to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I mean but a lot of businesses are not, that's for sure. But the question is, how do you still make money? And what I'm saying is, but what I have found about the tube sites, and in fact that's why I don't go on them, because they're the total opposite of a pay site. They're full of ads, they're full of pop-ups,
like
they're full
pop-ups
of
pop-ups where webcam girls show up.
God,
right, exactly. And everything, you have a million pop-ups, it freezes your computer. And the quality is bad. Everything's shit there. And you can see, how can you get turned on with all this stupid bullshit going on around? You know? I just want a movie. And not only that, but on the tube sites, it's like you have to be there and watch it there. When you're on a pay site, you can download it to your computer, watch it a million times. You know?
Yeah, like and if you go to my site, like every single scene, you can just download it.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So what's your website, Lily?
It's lilyk.com.
Lilyk.com. And you guys can go up there. And you have a lot of, obviously, exclusive stuff there, right?
Yeah, like most of it.
Yeah.
I think it's 225 scenes.
Wow.
You know, and you can see me in other places, of course. A lot of my movies are at phillyfilms.com. Wherever adult DVDs are sold, because I've been in so many movies, but like, that's the largest collection is the Lily K.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I would go if I wanted to see your stuff, you know, and there's a lot of it here. I mean, I see you getting it on with lipstick lesbians a lot, mostly, yep, right? Mostly.
Yeah, there's like little bit of like butch stuff where, but mostly it's me and pretty porn girls.
Yeah, wow, I'm getting turned on. I better close this page. No, you guys, I'm telling you.
Teens, MILFs.
Yeah, I mean.
Famous girls, amateurs, everybody.
Yeah, and you're a redhead. Are you a natural redhead?
Carbon matches the drapes.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Now, let's see. So, you don't show a vagina here, but, are you, like, completely shaved, or are you, like...
No, I keep the top
You keep the top.
I keep the bush on the top because, like, what's the point of having red hair if you don't
show it? Yeah. Not only that, but my question is, why would you shave the rest of it off? Is it easier for, like, oral sex and stuff?
I like it better that way. I mean, I've grown it out. Like, if you, right now I'm on the cover of a movie called something like Tough Muffs Getting Rough.
Okay, so.
So, I have grown it out sometimes for shoots and I'm not opposed to it. Like, that's. Like, some people like the full bush.
Yeah.
Personally, I just, like, don't like having all hair.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not, like, a deal breaker.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. I mean, but, yeah, one thing you are familiar with definitely is eating vagina. I mean, yeah, true. I want to be like you, for crying out loud, you know? I can see the total turn on here. And all I can say is this, look. That's the thing. You analyze this. I would never think, like, consciously... Hey, I want to be like her, you know? I would think, the first thing I think is, God, I'd like to do her. And then the thing is, I'd like to watch her with another woman or something.
And then you watch it and you're like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
What would I have for her?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, so how can...
Really kid.
And she really has fun with this. I mean, you've learned how to explore a woman in so many different ways.
Like, I could take like you right now and I could get you off in like a 2.5 minutes.
I'm sure. So, shit. You know, I mean, she's like, looking at you like drooling.
I just know... I've had so much experience.
Yeah. No, I mean, do you mind me asking how old you are? Because you got so much experience.
I'm 31.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you look younger, but you...
On purpose.
Well, that's the thing. Look, you look younger, but you talk much more mature, right. Much older, you know? And so you're an old soul, obviously.
Yeah, it always happened. I was like that kid that was friends with the teachers and not the kids.
Really? Yeah. And you've embraced sexuality, and that's amazing. Do you feel that it has adversely affected your life?
So, my life? No.
Your but life, like
people,
it, career, like
some
I mean,
people, like I chose this, like I do everything that I want to. So, like, I don't feel that it's adversely affected me. But I do encounter sometimes people who don't respect me because of it.
Uh-huh.
And usually I don't respect those people because I think that what is truly not worthy of respect is judging people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like I said, my soul is kind of Catholic. So, like, yeah, you want to fucking cast a stone at me? Like, rich dude that thinks you're better than me? Look at your life. You sold your soul and suck corporate cock for a living.
Wow. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For real.
Exactly. But you figured you're never going to be in the corporate world, so who cares,
so
right?
I don't care. Like, exactly. I didn't want that. So
yeah.
I have an expensive education and, like, a very upper-class background. I chose this because that's what I fucking wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I want to make movies that are not necessarily porn, but I don't have aspirations for, like, mainstream Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, like, I'm just not... I don't play well with the system.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you seem like a rebel, you know, I mean, right? You're like, but that's the point. I mean, that's what you described from the beginning. You were not part of the crowd, you know, you were not like everybody else.
I don't fit in anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, everyone likes me.
Yeah, why like wouldn't they?
I get along with all kinds of people.
Yeah.
But I don't fit into, like, any clubs.
Wow.
Sure.
Because I'm like, something about me, like, just not quite right. So I'm the queer scene, the poly scene, the kinky scene, whatever.
Yeah.
Just not quite right.
Yeah.
For like every, it's something about me.
Yeah.
So I don't quite fit in anywhere.
Yeah. You can try to fit in my bedroom. Maybe it could work, you know? There's always, how many people have tried to convert you? I mean, just for the fact that you've never.
So many. I've been offered like absurd amounts of money for it.
Wow.
You're kidding. Oh my God.
Because people would pay like to see a lesbian having like.
Of course.
Dick for the first time.
But and also private, like men in private have
in
offered
private,
me,
right?
Like rich men with money and jobs and names.
Because this would be like
absurd amounts of money, and of course I wouldn't do it.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
And
I'm
that's
not a
because
sellout, honey.
No, now, what do you think the fantasy is, that you're like a virgin or something in a way?
I'm a virgin and a whore. I'm right. Exactly what men want.
That's true.
You can
huh?
feel it, right? This energy.
I can.
This is like.
Yeah. Now, so, okay, right? So I want to ask you, how does one. Okay, look. You're pretty much acting out what a lot of people suppress in them.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like an avatar, right? Because I've just done it, right? This is what people sort of want to do.
That's
true. The animal that you are wants to live this
way. That's true. So let me ask you this, though. I mean, how can I have more sex in my life? Like, let's say not just one relationship. I want to be involved. Okay. There's like swingers lifestyle, right? But then you have to have a partner or something for the most part. Oh, not yeah. if you're a woman, but if you're a guy.
If you're a guy, like, so...
So who do you take? You know, I mean, I'd like to have more sex in my life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, because I've always been very sexual, and I've been with women that were sexual as well. You know, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But the thing is, I want more of it. I want it to be a big part of my life, like yours, but not to the point where I have to sacrifice my career or anything right. to get it.
Sure.
Well, what do you suggest?
So LA is a good city for it.
Yeah. Right.
There's a lot of like sex. Positive scenes in Los Angeles. You can get involved in like the kink scene, the poly scene, like these sort of people.
Yeah.
I mean, what I do, like my why I'm good is I don't express my sexuality where I don't want it. So I'm like very much a service top. So I'm going to do it for her. So I'll go into a room and I'll look around and I'll see like who makes eye contact with me, and then I'll go talk to those girls. And usually, like, a couple minutes in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Wow. But that's me. Like, yeah. I've done this. Yeah. I have a certain sort of sex power. but, like, a lot of getting good at getting sex is about not caring if you get it.
Or not.
Right? It's like,
yeah.
My attitude is that I'm going to do this for her. If right. she doesn't want it, then I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And if you like, really interface with them, that's true. Women will sleep with you. Because the reason that women's walls are up is right. because men approach sex completely wrong. They don't understand what sex is for. So they approach it about, like, what can I get from this interaction? Like, how am I going to get someone to touch my dick? That's wrong. And that's why women don't like it. Their walls are up because they're like, being approached on this exploitative level.
Right.
Instead of being approached, right. like, on a human connection level.
Right.
I don't want the connection if you don't want the connection. Because it's wrong.
Right.
It's interesting.
Yeah, no, it's very, very interesting. So what are you saying then? So if you're a guy, what should you do if not?
So first of all, like relax, like be centered in yourself, like be cool with your own like inner self. And,
right.
And like work on your ego. And I'm not saying this like to you personally, that like I think. Like,
sure.
Actually, I think you're cool. But just these are like my general advice for people, is that part of it is like really examining yourself and getting right with yourself. However you need to do that.
Yeah.
Getting past your ego. Because a lot of guys, like, if they'll go hit on a girl and the girl doesn't want them, then they're, well, why? Like, what's wrong with me? Like, and even if you don't say it, you feel it.
Yeah.
You know what's wrong with you? You don't have chemistry with this particular human.
Yeah.
It's not.
Right. It's not personal, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
So once you get past that, like, that makes it a much easier situation to just talk to people and not have this fucking pressure about what does this mean to me and what's this about myself, and it's not about you. It's
right,
about
exactly.
You.
And with women, you probably, I mean, can you get to sex right away with them? I mean, if you meet someone.
I walk
someone,
up to girls that I've never met and don't know the names of and say, hey, did you know they had a bathroom here? Do you want to check it out with me? And then fuck them in the bathroom. But
you do that?
Yeah, I do. But like being but me only, is like
but gay bars,
game.
Right?
No, never gay bars. I don't like gay girls all that much. I like straight girls.
So you like straight girls. And yeah. you go to straight places.
I go to like a lot of scenes with like some sex energy to them.
Right.
And like
what, for example?
Oh, like an erotic film festival, for example. Like this is the kind of stuff that I like. Or I'll just go to dance clubs. I like interesting parties, house parties. I get a lot of action at house parties, porno parties, but porno parties are easy as fuck.
I'll fuck
16
right?
girls at a porno party.
But yeah. Wow, yeah. You see, but some people don't want to be in parties like that. You know,
oh, yeah,
I mean, they want to
sure.
have like the straight, innocent girls.
You know, but the work is similar. So the work, the self-work is the same, whether you want to fuck 100 girls or one.
Right.
Because the self-work is understanding that connection is what is valuable, that it's not about whether you get your dick touched. It's about whether or not you can forge a connection with this particular person.
Right.
And so when you see, like, that it's not about you and that it's about her, and, like people don't think about you.
Yeah.
Like the whole world, they're not thinking about you.
Exactly. They're thinking about their own shit, you know?
Oh, that's
but
funny.
How do I convey this to the woman? I mean, because listen, I got to be honest with you. When I'm having sex, it's not about touching my pee-pee. It's about touching yours, okay?
And for me too.
And, right. And But how do you convey this? Because the thing is, the women that I've been with have always been like, you know, since I've been with you, I've been spoiled, like, to the point where I don't enjoy it as much with other guys, right? I mean, I've had this told to me more than once, let me tell you, more than twice. It is, it makes you feel good, right? Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, how do you let somebody else know that that's how you are, that you're not trying? Because, you know, if I'm going... Look, I don't mind the emotional connection first. I have no problem with that at all. The cerebral, the mental connection first.
Don't look at
first.
Her tits. Look at her eyes.
I always do.
Tell her that she's beautiful. Don't, like, learn how to give the right kind of compliments.
Right.
So all of it's about sort of, like, women will relax around you and trust you.
Okay.
If you seem like someone who is on the level.
Okay, and then you can introduce.
And then you can get to the other stuff.
Okay.
So it's all about,
but
like,
gradually,
the shit
you
do first.
You probably want to seduce them,
firm,
right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I just, like, I can do a seduction, like, on, like super hyperdrive, right? For most guys, like, you do not want to follow, don't act like me.
Yeah.
Because it won't work.
Yeah.
If you go up to girls and say, did you know they have a bathroom here?
Oh, my God.
It will not work for you.
They would be like.
Well.
No.
What a great note to end the show on. I mean, the thing is, listen, you're welcome back. There's so much more to ask you. And so much more, I'm sure, you have to tell us.
Oh, for sure.
You're welcome back anytime.
All right, let's do it again.
Yeah, everybody, check out Lily Cade. Totally. I mean, you know, you often don't know what to expect from porn stars when they come on the show. And I thought, Kelsey's going to have to cut her teeth with a porn star for the first time. But you're not. But she's
not
a different,
like,
kind of porn star, right?
You expect it all.
Yeah. No, you know, I mean, she's not about that. She's about, I mean, you mentally have figured it out.
Yeah, I'm like a student of humans. Like,
yeah,
that's what I really am.
Yeah,
and
like, that's cool.
How humans worked and played the system.
And not only that, but you can be a teacher of that to other people.
For sure.
So I urge you, write a book. Do you blog
I'm
or anything?
I'm actually, like, working right now on a YouTube series. So
really?
About, like, advice, about this kind of advice, about, like, how to pick up and seal the deal and whatnot. So
there you go. You see, because that's what you specialize in.
Yeah.
And you have something that a lot of people would pay a lot to have. And that is,
like,
the formula.
Private lessons also.
Yeah, the formula to get between a woman's legs, for crying out loud, you know.
It's just like the secret is you have to get here first.
Into the heart.
Into the heart and eyes. Yeah.
Into, like, the heart and
just
eyes.
Like, it doesn't mean that you have to, like, love them on the level you're going to see them again.
Right.
It's just like, it's human connection. Because women have sex for connection.
Right.
Not necessarily for
sex. So I'm going to get a t-shirt that says, hey, I don't need your pussy. Let's just connect on an emotional level. That's going to be my t-shirt. Lily, thank you so much for joining us.
Before I go,
yes.
I want, if you guys are in the LA area, this is the thing that I would really like you to do, is come see me and do stand-up at the Comedy Store on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yep. So
I'm looking forward to that. Do you do that a lot?
This is my second time.
Oh, really?
Fun. So I hope you'll all, listeners, just come out. If you go to the Comedy Store website, you can get tickets for $12. If you buy them at the door, they're $20. And, you know, Comedy Store is always a great time. There'll be other comics there. And I'm sure it'll be an awesome show.
Yeah. Fun. And I think smart people are funny too. I think you have probably a lot of funny stuff to say.
I have so many good stories.
Yeah. Yeah. In the meantime, I'm coming to the show.
Just tell shit about my life.
Well, that's awesome. Well, hopefully you'll talk about the show too here that you were on.
Cool.
Because we had a lot of fun with you.
Yeah.
And so when is the Comedy Store thing again?
That is this Saturday.
This Saturday.
April 23rd.
Okay, April 23rd, what time?
At 11.
At 11 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of late.
The show starts at like 10.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. And you come on at 11 or something? Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, well, might as well go and see the whole show,
go
right?
Yeah, the whole show. Go at 10.
Yeah, cool. In the meantime, I'm going to watch all the videos on lilyk.com, everybody. Check it out. Yeah, you know, I mean, God, we're totally out of time. Luckily... Let me see. We can steal a couple minutes. Luckily, we don't have a live show after this one, but so we can talk a couple more minutes. But the thing is that what you offer here is, you know, is unusual. You know, and you have built your own brand.
Yeah.
You know, and I think
just
that's amazing.
Myself, like a brand that no one wanted, but that people did want.
Yeah. Well. I just have to read this to you, Kelsey, because I'm like, this is like the most amazing thing. On Twitter, there's a tweet from a visitor to her page.
Okay.
Look what this says. I'm 66 years old. This is from a Carolyn Oliver. This is a woman. I'm 66 years old and I love your videos. They're fun, sexy, and so sensual. Now, look at this. Does she have an appeal for everybody or what?
I know. Right? That's awesome.
I know. Lily, listen, you must really come back, okay?
I will.
All right. So we'll reschedule. Thank you, everybody, for listening. So lilyk.com, that's pretty much where people can find you. Or if they just Google you, they'll find all your social media and stuff.
Twitter, Lily underscore Cade. Instagram, Lily underscore Cade.
Yeah.
I think it's facebook.com/lilycade.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not so hard to find.
Great. Okay. Great. And yeah, I was faking it for the last 2 minutes, but I finally remembered what I wanted to say, and that's how I want to end the show, is that we talked a lot about the piracy and the and the YouTube, the tube sites and stuff, but I'll tell you one thing from experience. I think if you actually put some of your stuff out there and you promote it, right, to go to your website for the full video and stuff, I think that's actually working.
Yeah, and I think that would work. That's the model that we've had to go with.
Good. So you have to adapt to what you have.
Of course.
Right, new reality.
We all do.
Awesome. So, but I mean, you're making a good living off of it. Are you happy with your life?
I'm fine.
There you go.
You know, I'm happy and I'm fine.
And that's all that matters.
And like my fans get it that I'm a real person.
Yeah.
And that if you want to enjoy like the fruits of my sexual and emotional labor and my time and my attention, like, you need to support this.
Yeah.
So I think this is like part of what being an artist is about, is like getting people to want to support your art.
Yeah.
Artists have always required patronage. We used to require the patronage of like one rich person, and now we require the patronage of a distributed network of people.
Mm.
This is what it is to be an artist.
Right.
So like, my fans, like, they, $20 a month is like not a big deal.
Yeah, I don't think so at all. Listen, I'm gonna pay it, and because I don't believe in making people work for free, you know. So
right, like, I don't either. Yeah. I pay for music, I pay for movies,
exactly, you know. And people is like, oh, can you give me password? No, I'm not gonna ask you. I'll spend the $20 to see you. I mean, look, you got this milky skin, you've got these nice tits.
Big,
I mean,
tits,
you're like amazing. Yeah, wow. Every man's dream, every woman's dream, probably. And you know what? I'm telling you, you can totally build a brand of like giving advice to men.
Yeah, that's actually like my next thing. You like,
there you go.
I'm working on a YouTube series.
That's a YouTube then.
How to Train Your Inner Beast. And it's about like harnessing. Because of course I'm a fucking beast, you can tell.
Listen, we gotta go, man. We gotta go. Anyway, Lily Kate, thank you so much. Kelsey, thank you for putting up with this. A lot of sexuality for one morning for you, right?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
She's okay with that. That's the thing. I wanted to see how you deal with it. But it stayed pretty clean for the most part, right?
Yeah.
And besides, I figured, you know what? By now I know Kelsey pretty well. She would handle a porn star just fine. It's not the first your first day on the job.
Right.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.